Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the book of Yehoshua. We are learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. And we are in Perek Chaf, chapter 20, the designation of certain cities as Are Miklat, cities of refuge. And we started on the topic the previous year, so we talked about some background on the whole concept of cities of refuge for somebody who kills accidentally. And we saw Hashem instruct Yehoshua to designate cities in Israel. We talked about the fact that the language is interesting. Vayidaber Hashem al Yehoshua lemor, like Hashem speaks to Moshe, because he's teaching Yehoshua and the Jews Torah here. We're going to get rules of the cities of refuge that we did not see in the Chumash. So we are up to Perek Chaf Pasuk Gimel, chapter 20, sentence 3. Lanus shama rotzeach, makei nefesh bishkaga bivli das. These are cities to which a murderer will flee, somebody who killed someone by accident without knowing. Vayulachem lemiklat migoel adam. There will be a refuge from the relatives of the deceased who might otherwise come after the person. So that we already knew. Pasuk dalet, sentence 4. Vinas elachas mehe orim ha'ela. He should flee to one of these cities. V'yamad Pesach Shar Ha'ir, and he should stand at the entrance to the city. This we did not know from the Chumash. V'diber ba'aznei ziknei ha'ir ha'hi as divarav, and he should tell the elders of the city what happened. V'asfu oso ha'ira aleihem, they will take him into the city. V'nasnu lo makom v'yashav imam, and they will give him a place, and he will stay there. So the elders seem to serve as some kind of a filter. Parenthetically, the Gemara in Makos has a very interesting discussion, Makos Yigimel Amud Aleph, about what the arrangement was in the city. You say you take him in and he lives there. Does he have to pay rent or not? So that's a machlokas there in the Gemara. Rava, who generally wins debates like this, says that it depends. We know that there were 42 cities that were cities of the Levium, and then there were another 6 cities that were cities of refuge, and the Levium lived there as well. So Rabbah's position is that there is a debate regarding the 42 as to whether the Levium charged rent to the accidental murderers or not, but the 6 cities that were just Are Miklat, special cities that were cities of refuge, those for sure, there was no payment for this person to flee there. Okay. V'chiyirdov goel hadam acharav, and when the avenger of the blood, the relative of the victim, comes after him, v'lo yasgiras harotzeach biyado, they will not turn the murderer over to him. Ki bivli das hikas re'ehu, v'lo sonehu lo mitmol shalshom, because it was accidental. He didn't hate him. So the elders are going to protect him from the goel hadam. V'yasham b'yirahi ad omdo lefnei ha'edal ha'mishpat. And he sits in the city, he lives in the city, until he has a formal trial. The elders are just the first review. But then he has to go stand trial. And then he can stay. Ad mosa kohen ha'gadol asher ya bayamim ahem. He can stay there until the kohen gadol of those days dies. At that point, he gets to go home. That's the way that this works. Why does he stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies? What does this have to do with the Kohen Gadol? So there's a range of answers. But the Medrash in the Sifri, Bamidbar Kuf Samach, says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rotzeach Mekatzer Yomav Shel Adam, Kohen Gadol Marich Yomav Shel Adam. He says, the murderer and the Kohen Gadol are opposites. The act of the murderer ends life, whereas the role of the Kohen Gadol is to extend human life. The two men cannot coexist effectively, which fits the general message that we're seeing here. Right, we talked about the fact that the Jews are given this mitzvah of designating the city specifically after they finish that initial wave of wars in order to teach them sensitivity to bloodshed. So the message that they're supposed to get loud and clear with the opposition of the Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol is an agent of life. This person caused death and he can't be around with a holy and pure Kohen Gadol whose job is to extend life. So that's the set of instructions that Yehoshua receives. And then in Pasuk Zion, and they start to carry it out. Vayakdishu, they designated as Kedesh Bagalil Bahar Naphtali, Kedesh, in the Galil, in the north, in Israel, the mountains of Naphtali, right? Remember, Asher Naphtali, way up north. So Kedesh is designated. V'yas Shechem Bahar Ephraim, as well as Shechem on Har Ephraim, that central mountainous region. V'yas Kiryat Arba, hi Chevron Bahar Yehuda, and Kiryat Arba, which is Chevron, in Har Yehuda. Remember, we've talked about the fact that Kalev receives some area around Chevron, but Chevron itself, that city, goes as one of the Arei Miklat. That's what... that's where Chevron itself is in Ir Miklat, is a city of refuge occupied by the Levim. Ume'ever la'yardein, and then the other side of la'yardein Yericho, I should say, Mizracha, the eastern side of Yardein Yericho, meaning the Yardein River, which runs through Yericho, nasnu as betzer ba'midbar ba'mishor b'matei re'uvein, ve'es ramos ba'gilad b'matei gad, ve'es golan, Babashan Mimate Menashe. So here we actually go south to north, which is what we're used to doing. We saw that in the distribution of land, we went south to north. So that's what we do as well with the designation of these cities east of the Yarden. We start in the south and we say that Reuven's land contributes Betzer, Ramot Bagilad in the area of Gad, that's central, and Golan up in the Bashan. Those are your three east of the Yarden. We're just going to finish the parak, but then I'm going to come back with a very basic question. Ela hayu arei hamuada l'chol b'nei Yisrael. These were the cities that were designated for all of the Jews, v'lagera gar b'socham, as well as strangers in their midst. Lanus shama komakei nevesh bishgaga. Anyone who killed someone by accident would flee there, v'lo yamus b'yad goel adam adam do lifnei ha'eda. And he would not die at the hands of the avenger of the blood until he had a chance to stand trial. That's the idea. But the big question, which the Gemara in Makos, Tesa Mebez Yudam and Aleph, asks, is why were there three cities of refuge on the eastern side of the Yarden, same number as in Israel proper? Israel proper is 9.5 tribes. It's a much more populous territory, and you have only three cities that are designated as pure Arei Miklat. On the other side of the Yarden, where you just have 2.5 tribes, you also have three Arei Miklat. So you can answer this on a pshat level, or you can answer this on a medrash level. The pshat answer is the numbers actually are fine, and that's true from two perspectives. First of all, Abarbanel. Abarbanel says when you do the math, you realize that no, there's actually there are more cities of refuge per capita on the western side. Because, again, all 48 cities of Levim act as cities of refuge, right? It's not just that. So what you have are, as when we get to the cities of Levim, we'll see, there are seven cities of Levim east of the Yarden, along with three cities of refuge. So he says that's a total of 10 cities for 2.5 tribes. That's four per tribe. Now, on the western side, you have 41 cities of the Levium plus three cities of refuge. So that's 44, right, for 9.5 tribes. So you're actually, your ratio is more than four per tribe. That's point number one, is from a math perspective, you actually have a higher ratio west of the Yarden than east. The other point is, and I think this is relatively straightforward, I'm kind of surprised I didn't see a commentator say it, but the point of having a certain number of cities of refuge is not about how many people you hold in a particular city of refuge. It's the fact that you want them to be near the population geographically so that people are able to get there if this happens. That's really what it's about. So if you had fewer cities east of the Yarden, they would be further from parts of the population. You want to make sure that they're available to the population, so you space them out. Same thing, whether you have more people or fewer people. So I think that's just sort of a basic point. But the Gemara takes it a different way. The Gemara in Makos, Tesa Mebez Yudan Amad Aleph, it's also in a Sifri, Bamidbar Kof Samach, says Gilad being the central region east of the Yarden, had many intentional murderers. And they quote a pasuk in Hosea where he says, Gilad Kiryat Poalei Oven. Gilad is a city of people who do terrible things, corrupt things, akuva mi dam. Up to their heels in blood, maybe is that what akuva means? idea of Gilead being a place in which there's a lot of bloodshed is drawn on by the Gemara to suggest that's what's going on. In the land east of the Yarden, there is so much bloodshed that there is a requirement that they have more cities of refuge. That's the idea. I'm just looking up Mefarshim on that pasuk in Hosea where it says Akuva Midam. I want to see what the Mefarshim say because I don't remember offhand. So at least one approach here is that there's a sense of corruption leading to the shedding of blood. The Targum Yonasan says Ashdin Dam Zakai. They spill innocent blood. Rashi says it is like when Esav says about Yaakov, Vayakeveni ze pa'amayim, he cheated me. So these are people who ambush each other and kill each other. So there's a lot of bloodshed east of the Yarden, and that's why you need these cities. Problem with that is that the cities are for accidental murder, not intentional murder. So what's going on? I don't understand. So Abarbanel says, yeah, this is drash. Don't get hung up on it. And that's one approach. However, Ramban says the problem was that there were people who killed on purpose and they made it look accidental. So you need Arei Miklat because people who actually killed by accident need a place to go. So you need more cities in order to take in the accidental murderers as well as the intentional ones who are pretending to have done so accidentally. That's another approach. There's more we could say within that. There's a Maharshah, but that's another approach. And then finally, you need them for the accidental murderers because Tosfos says there's a Gemara in Makos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, that says that Hashem causes unwitnessed intentional murderers to be killed by unwitnessed accidental murderers with witnesses. In other words, you have people who kill somebody by accident, but they don't get caught. No one ever knows about it. So they really should be going to the city of refuge, but they don't go. Then you have other people who murder people on purpose and also don't get caught. So Hashem arranges for the two of them to end up in the same place with witnesses around. The accidental murderer from before kills this guy accidentally. And therefore ends up going to the city of refuge. So the more people you have who are murdering people on purpose, the more of these accidental murders you need. That's the suggestion that Tosfos offers for it. The Maharal has a different approach. The Maharal in the Gur Aryeh and Parshas Maaseh brings a few ideas, but one in particular, he says, no, the problem is that when you live in a place where so many murders, intentional murders, are happening, you become desensitized, you become careless about human life, and that leads to unintentional murder as well. That's another idea. There are other ideas to Pharisees, there are all and more, but I think that's sufficient for now. So we've seen chapter 20, the designation of the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge. And having finished with that, we'll move on, God willing, tomorrow to Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21, and the designation of the cities of the Levium.